Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 24, 1951, readers of the Advocate newspaper learned that for the first time in the history of Barbados, 95,600 persons would be eligible to vote in the upcoming Barbados general election on the 13th of December, 1951. In an interview with the Advocate newspaper, Mr. L.A. Chase, supervising officer of the elections, revealed that there were 102,642 persons over the age of 21 who were eligible to vote. Of those, 7,042 had been interviewed and refused to be registered, leaving 95,600 persons registered. Of this number, 55,114 were male and 40,486 were female. These numbers were in stark comparison to the electorate and the voting register of 1935, which totaled 3,500, and 1948 of almost 30,000. For before the Adult Suffrage Act had passed, persons were only eligible to vote on high property and income qualifications that were completely out of the reach of the vast majority of the population. Nevertheless, Winter Crawford and Grantley Adams, later Sir Grantley, tirelessly championed for the removal of the qualifications. But it was Adams who introduced the Adult Suffrage Bill into Parliament, where it was passed and accepted into law, opening up the way for the masses to vote. In his interview, Mr. L.A. Chase went on to speak about the voting day as well. He noted that steel bands, motor cars with slogans, loudspeakers that blared their appeals for votes, and political agents who solicit and campaign for votes on the voting day were now banned. He also outlined the protocol for voting day, furnishing information on the usage of the correct polling station, the identification materials to be presented, the work of the polling clerks and presiding officers, and the process of marking the X and placing the voting paper in the box. Additionally, Mr. Chase also announced that among the historic 95,600 voters would be those who were incapacitated by blindness, other physical causes, and those who were unable to read, as special provisions had been made to allow them to cast their vote. Since then, Barbados has been having free and fair elections without any incidents of violence and has been enjoying a good political heritage, with no income or property qualifications disenfranchising the populace. It is imperative that citizens of Barbados cast their vote in the general elections. On this day, November 24, 1951, readers of the Barbados Advocate learned of the historic 95,600 persons who were now eligible to vote under adult suffrage in Barbados.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.